Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 24th of January. There are warnings of gales in all areas. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 200 miles west of Shannon, 949, expected Fair Isle, 949 by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north of Sarah, south of Sarah. Southerly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9. Veering southwest, gale 8 to storm 10 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 4 to 6, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9. Veering southwest, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later. Rain. Good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming mainly south 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest later, then decreasing 6 to gale 8 later, except in Fisher. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 5 to 7, backing south 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Trafalgar, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 or violent storm 11 at first in northwest Seoul, becoming westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic southwest 7 to severe gale 9, becoming southwest 8 to storm 10. Occasionally violent storm 11, except in Lundy. Veering west 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Cyclonic storm 10 to hurricane force 12, becoming west gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Showers. Good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Mallin. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming westerly storm 10 to hurricane force 12, decreasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Mallin. Rain or showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Southerly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, increasing severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later in Hebrides. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in southeast Iceland, then increasing storm 10 or violent storm 11 later in southeast Fair Isle. Good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, Tyree Automatic. South 5, recent rain, 13 miles, 983 falling. Stornoway, south by west 4, 30 miles, 983 falling slowly. Lerwick, southeast by south 5, 19 miles, 987 falling slowly. Week Automatic, southwest by south 3, 14 miles, 986 falling slowly. Aberdeen, southeast by south 1, 16 miles, 988 falling slowly. Lucas, southwest 3, 14 miles, 989 falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by south 3, 12 miles, 992 now rising. Bridlington, southwest 3, 995 now falling. Sendetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 6, 5 miles, 1004. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest 4, 1003 falling slowly. Jersey, south by west 5, 8 miles, 1005 falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 6, 2 miles, 1001. Scilly Automatic, south by west 9, rain, 1 mile, 992 falling very rapidly. Milford Haven, south-southeast 6, slight rain, 2 miles, 991 falling very rapidly. Aberporth, south-southeast 6, slight rain, 3 miles, 991 falling very rapidly. Valley, south-southeast 6, slight rain, 4 miles, 990 falling quickly. Liverpool Crosby, south-southeast 4, 13 miles, 994 falling. Valencia, south by west 7, slight rain, 1 mile, 969 falling very rapidly. Ronald's Way, south 6, recent rain, 16 miles, 990 falling quickly. Malinhead, southeast 5, 24 miles, 981 falling very rapidly. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast by east 4, 22 miles, 986 falling quickly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday, the 23rd of January. General situation: a major Atlantic storm will move in from the southwest during Friday morning. This brings gales and heavy rain to all areas and storm force winds to the north, and violent storm force westerly or southwesterly winds are expected for a time near some Scottish and Irish coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwest 4 to 6, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest gale 8 to storm 10 later, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest 4 or 5, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 3 to 5, backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest gale 8 to storm 10 later, rain or showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, then veering southwesterly later, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, southerly 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later, backing southerly 2 to 4 later. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 6 or 7, backing south gale 8 or severe gale 9, veering southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south 7 to severe gale 9, veering west 5 to 7, then backing southwest 3 or 4 later, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southwesterly, veering west 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in north, decreasing 5 to 7 later, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, southeast veering west or southwest gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later, then decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southeasterly veering southwesterly gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 in northwest, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southeast 6 or 7, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9, veering southwest severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at first, then mainly fair. Moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southeast 7 to Severe Gale 9, veering west or southwest. Severe Gale 9 to Violent Storm 11, decreasing 6 to Gale 8 later. Rain then showers, becoming squally and wintry. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 7 to Severe Gale 9, veering westerly or southwesterly Severe Gale 9 to Violent Storm 11 later, decreasing 6 to Gale 8 later. Rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeast Gale 8 to Storm 10, veering west, Severe Gale 9 to Violent Storm 11, occasionally Hurricane Force 12 for a time, decreasing 7 to Severe Gale 9 later. Rain or showers becoming squally, moderate or good becoming moderate or poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing severe 7 to Severe Gale 9, becoming westerly Gale 8 to Storm 10 later, Violent Storm 11 for a time later, rain or showers becoming squally, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast 5 to 7, increasing 7 to Severe Gale 9, occasionally Storm 10 in southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later in northwest, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes a rather extended shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4, a longer bulletin, as I'm sure you'll understand, owing to approaching stormy conditions. And as such, we'll be joining the BBC World Service a little later than usual after the national anthem. I am Neil Newness, wishing you a very good night.
The US opioid emergency, but will this deal stick? And how much should it cost to climb the world's highest mountain? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Donald Trump has signed an executive order declassifying files on the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Bobby Kennedy, and the civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Uncertainty still surrounds the shooting of President Kennedy in Dallas in 1963, with suggestions of Cuban involvement. Martin Luther King's family have alleged that his killing was a US government conspiracy. Merlin Thomas reports from Washington.
Mr. Trump said that everything would be revealed as he signed the executive order to release the files, and added that a lot of people had been waiting for this for decades. The executive order states that continued secrecy is not consistent with the public interest. Many of the documents related to the investigations have been released in the years since, although thousands out of millions remain redacted, particularly related to JFK. In his first term, Mr. Trump promised to declassify all the JFK files, but held back on his promise after CIA and FBI officials persuaded him to keep some files secret.
A US federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's order to end automatic citizenship for babies born on American soil. The judge in Seattle said the order was blatantly unconstitutional and blocked the administration from implementing it for 2 weeks. Mr. Trump said his administration would appeal against the decision. Michigan is one of the many states joining the legal fight to stop the citizenship order. Dana Nessel is Michigan's Attorney General.
Birthright citizenship is a basic tenet, a vital part about being an American, is that if you are born in the United States, you are considered to be an American citizen. And it's been that way, of course, for over a century. We've had this matter go to the United States Supreme Court at least twice in the last century or so, and both times it's been upheld.